بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب استحباب سؤال أهل المريض عن حاله. This is a chapter on it being mustahab, desirable for a person to ask the family of an ill person regarding his condition. So the person is sick and perhaps we are unable to visit him. Maybe he's in ICU and probably only few people are allowed to visit him. So we are asking the family members then regarding his condition, how is he feeling, etc. So from this, regarding this, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brings a hadith as a proof that it is important for us to inquire, it is desirable for us to inquire about an ill person's condition, how his family or close people who are seeing to him regarding his condition, especially when it is difficult for us to go and visit the person. You can phone the person. When you meet the people, the family, you can ask them regarding his condition. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى خرج من عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في وجعه الذي توفي فيه. فقال الناس يا أبا الحسن كيف أصبح رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ قال أصبح بحمد الله بارئا رواه البخاري. So this hadith is regarding the last few days of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Or the last day of Rasulullah in this world. We know that Rasulullah was extremely ill towards the latter few days of his life. He was gripped with extreme fever. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he visited Rasulullah, and as he emerged after visiting Rasulullah, he emerged out of the house during the final illness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The people who were outside, they were waiting, they asked him, Ya Abul Hassan. Ali radiallahu anhu's son was Hassan and Hussein, so elder son Hassan, so they called him Abul Hassan, O father of Hassan. كيف أصبح رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم? How is Rasulullah doing this morning? How is he feeling? Is that particular morning, the same day he passed away, in the morning Rasulullah happened to be in a better condition than the previous days. So Ali radiallahu anhu says, أصبح بحمد الله بارئا. That all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah appears to be better this morning. But we find that during the same day, Rasulullah left this world. But the point here is to ask any family member regarding the condition of an ill person. Babu ma yaquluhu man ayisa min hayati. Now this chapter is regarding on what should be said by one who has lost all hope in life. This is his last few days or hours, and doctors have given hope, and this person, he is alive still, but there's not much hope for him for survival. What should he read? An Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat sami'tu an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa huwa mustanidun ilayya yaqul allahumma ighfirli warhamni wa alhiqni bil rafiq al-a'la muttafaqun alayhi. As Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah saying, whilst he was leaning on me. So right in the end, when Rasulullah left this world, he had placed his head onto the chest of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. He was reclining on her, and he read the following dua, Allahumma ghfirli warhamni, O Allah, forgive me, O Allah, have mercy upon me. Simple dua, Allahumma ghfirli warhamni, O Allah, forgive me, Allah, have mercy upon me. Wa alhiqni bil rafiq al-a'la, Nabi Sam also said this, and unite me with the highest friend. Al-Rafiq means friend. Al-A'la means the highest. Ulama explained that Al-Rafiq al-A'la, it could possibly mean first referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. In other words, O Allah, make me unite with you. You are the highest friend. O Al-Rafiq al-A'la could be the angels, the close angels, or it could be referring to the pious people, the salihin. Or it could even be a position in the hereafter, a very lofty position. So many ulama have taken the meaning of Al-Rafiq al-A'la, meaning to be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the important point here is that Rasulullah, the hadith teaches us the time of death, that we should now break off all our connection with the dunya. Our mind is only focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah's maghfirat, Allah's mercy, and to reach that high position, or to be united with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made this dua. Rasulullah asking for forgiveness, this was whereas his sins were all forgiven, he was ma'asum, is for a higher stage in the hereafter. وعنها رضي الله عنها قالت رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو بالموت عنده قدح فيه ماء. حضرت عائشة رضي الله عنها said that I saw رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم whilst he was now leaving this world, it's the last few moments, and there was a jug in which there was water. وهو يدخل يده في القدح, and Nabi Sallam kept on placing his hand inside this jug which had water. ثم يمسح وجهه بالماء, and then he kept on wiping his face with the water. He had extreme, very heavy fever, severe fever. When a person has a lot of fever, then the hadith and even the doctors say that you should cool your head. So Rasulullah used to put his hand into this water, and then he would wipe his face. ثم يقول, and then he would say, اللهم عني على غمرات الموت أو سكرات الموت رواه الترمذي. Oh Allah, assist me regarding the غمرات and سكرات of موت, which means help me in this pain of death and the pangs of death. Shada'id, ghamarat, the severeness of death and the pangs of death. When a person is going through sakarat, of course kuffar go through a different type of sakarat in which they suffer because they are leaving this world without iman. But believers also, many people get this sakarat, and it is not a sign when a believer is getting sakarat that he is a bad person or an evil person. Here Rasulullah, the greatest of all mankind, he is going through sakarat, and ulama have explained that the intense fever that he was having was to give him a more higher and higher and higher position in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It shows us also that we should also read this dua, Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut, especially the person living this world and he's got no hope. Then this is simple dua, Allahumma aghfirli warhamni wa alhiqni bi rafiq al-a'la, O Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, la ilaha illa anta.